Hajj, we always commit some mistakes in the Hajj. And you know the Hajj has a complicated rules, and you need to clear this idea. We need to clear it, inshaAllah ta'ala, in order to perform the right Hajj, or to have, this is the one of the Islamic pillar. You must, like you understand the fiqh of Salah, you need to understand the fiqh of Zakah, you need to understand the fiqh of Siyam, you need to understand the fiqh of Al-Hajj. It's not because I'm not going to Hajj, I don't care, and I leave. No, we need to understand our deen. Allah will ask you in the day of the judgment, what did you learn about your deen? Therefore, because we don't give a time to the class, we don't give a time for the class, therefore when we go over there, we don't know how we perform it. And sometimes the people, they don't help you. So therefore, inshallah ta'ala, we need to go through the topic of Al-Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Now, in the day number 8, that you start your niyyah to go for Al-Hajj. Call it Yawmu Tarwiyah. Yawmu Tarwiyah. What you should do? Same thing, you're going to renew your niyyah like what you did the Umrah before in Tamattu. What you have to do, take a shower from the hotel, you could say Labbaik Allahumma Hajj. From the Haram, you could say Labbaik Allahumma Haram. And after you take in the ghusl, you put the perfume in your body before you put the clothes of Ihram. And then after that, this is proof from the Prophet ﷺ, from Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda, she said, كنت أطيب رسول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل أن يحرم وعند تحلله ليذهب إلى البيت للإفاضة. I used to do these two things actually. Before the Prophet ﷺ wear the clothes of Ihram, I used to put this mask or the perfume, whatever it is, you name it, before he put the clothes of the haram to go for the tawaf. And then after that, I do the same thing after التحلل الأول. التحلل الأول is mean after the jamarat and shaving and sacrifice the animal. So, and you take your clothes out, the Ummul Mu'mineen, she said, I used to book also this good smelling or the perfume or Rasulullah Sallallahu before he go for kifada in Mecca to make the tawaf again in the day of Al-Eid. What you have to do in order to be in the Ihram, لِكَيْ لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ حَجْ. Then you make in the talbiyah, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. You make it all the tahleel. Then after that, in the day of Eid, what you should do? Rasulullah ﷺ, he proceeds from Mecca after Salat al-Fajr. After Salat al-Fajr, and he actually wasn't Ihram, because he did not take the clothes of Ihram, because he was Qarin, Iran. That means he did the Umrah, and he keep the clothes of Ihram, and he stay in a state of Ihram until the day number 8, to proceed again for Al-Hajj with the new niyyah. He proceeded to Mina. And when he proceeded to Mina, what happened is, he prayed the Dhuhr, and Asr, and Maghrib, and Isha, and Salatul Fajr in the day of 9, the day of Arafah. He needs 5 Salah in Mina. Every Salah, he did it, Adhan, and making the Dhuhr 2 rak'ah for Dhuhr. And he wait for the Asr. Adhan for the Asr, and he pray 2 rak'ah for Asr. Then he wait for the Maghrib. Adhan for the Maghrib, and he make 3 rak'ah for the Maghrib. And then in Isha, Adhan, and he pray 2 rak'ah for Isha. All this Salah, there is no Sunnah. No Sunnah for Dhuhr. No Sunnah for Asr. No Sunnah for Maghrib. No Sunnah for Isha. Except after in Salah, he make Salah for Isha. He prayed the Watr. He prayed the Watr. The only Sunnah Nafila he did it, the Watr after Salat al-Isha. No Sunnah even. No Sunnah Ratiba. He has told the Rak'ah, or Ashara, or 10 Rak'ah, as the ulama are in Ikhtilaf in this. But it doesn't matter, 10 or 12, but he did not pray any Sunnah except the Sunnah al-Fajr. So all the Salah without Sunnah, until he comes for Fajr, he break 2 rak'ah before the fard, and then the adhan, and he make salah for the 2 rak'ah for salat al-fajr. That is the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody with his own philosophy said, Praise the Al Qadur today for Raqqa. You are not better than Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If he wants to ask to pray for Raqqa, he will do it and he will tell us about it. Don't go according what you believe. You are controlled by the Sharia. You have no option. Now, Al-Watr could be after Isha from 1 Raqqa to 11. That's the maximum. Odd number. You pray Raqqa or 3 or 5 or 7 or 9, maximum 11. That is the Watr. Then in the day of 9, Yawm Arafah, the best day ever, طلعت عليه الشمس, the best day, the sunrise, for all mankind, the day of Arafah. Day of Arafah, inshallah. I ask Allah to provide us and increase us, inshallah, with Hajj and Umrah. He prayed the Fajr in Mina. Sunnah to Raqqa, and then Fard to Raqqa, then the Prophet ﷺ start to move to Arafah after the sunrise. After the sunrise, he start to proceed to Arafah. That is the day, the main day of Al-Hajj. And when he reached Arafah, what did he do? He came at the time of Zawal. Zawal is mean before, 1 hour before the sun, that's for the Salat al-Dhuhr. What did he do? Duribat lahu qubba fi namira, a place called Namira. And the Prophet ﷺ, they built like a tent for him, and he gave the believer with him, those who perform the Hajj today, he gave them the best khutbah ever in Islamic history. That is called khutbah al-wada', the farewell. Beautiful khutbah. This is not the time to study, but the Prophet, he covered everything. And it is the constitution for the Ummah. It is the great khutbah for the Ummah. Every Muslim should renew. And he bring this khutbah and discuss it with his family member. It is written in the book of the Seerah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Maybe one day, inshallah, we'll pick him up. The Prophet, he covered everything. After he pray, after he give the khutbah, he make a combine the two salah at the time of Zuhri before the Asr Adhan. At the time, call it Jam'a Qasr Taqdeen. He made the Salat al-Asr early with the Salat al-Zuhr. He made the Adhan. Ya Bilal, make Adhan. Bilal, he stood up, and then after that, he made Adhan. And after he made Adhan, the Prophet ﷺ told him, make Iqama for Salat al-Zuhr. He made Iqama for Salat al-Zuhr, and he prayed to Raqqa only. Then he called Sunnah after that. He called Bilal, stand up, Ya Bilal, bring the Iqama for Salat al-Asr in advance, before the Asr time is valid. So he combined Zuhr and Asr, two Raqqa each. One Adhan and two Iqama. One Adhan and two Iqama. Iqama for Zuhr and Iqama for Asr. That is Sunnah in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he given the khutbah to enjoy one's right, to find out where the Ummah is, to help the Muslim. Therefore, the Hajj is a great conference. All Muslims should meet each other. If Muslim I hear them under the transgressions or under the tyrants, they suffer, we should work out to solve the problem for the other. That is the purpose of a Hajj. And Hajj is a great conference. Don't use the Hajj and going for ibadat. La, and Hajj, even if the Muslim in power, I am in America, I could help you with the technology, make the deal, make the trade, make the business, make the Muslim strong in every way. We're suffering, we don't have mosque. You will help them actually to build the mosque in this area to worship Allah Ta'ala. That is the great benefit of Al-Hajj. Therefore, only we follow the manasik. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in the day of Arafah, وَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. You will take the ceremony from Al-Hajj, from me, not according to what you believe. A lot of Muslims, they follow what they believe. You are the son of Islam. You follow the Sharia. You know, in the time of Uthman, for example, you know what is the reason of exactly that the hypocrites in Medina, they declare a war against Uthman. You know what Uthman did? Radiallahu anhu is a faqih, is a alim, but he has his own philosophy. What did he do? In the day of Arafah, he made the adhan, and he prayed the Zuhri for, then he made Iqama for Asr, and he prayed the Asr for. Ibn Abbas in Medina, and Hadrat also Ibn Mas'ud, They learn about this incident. They don't care if the Khalifa or not. The Sahaba for them, the Sharia, it's not, they don't know Khalifa, they don't know President, they don't know King. Because this is the Sharia, the constitution in Islam. He sent a very strong letter to Uthman. Qala ya Uthman, who are you? To change the Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu. Why bring this incident? Because we need to follow today, when you bring it to the people, this is the Rasulullah Sallallahu said in the book. Imam Malik said so. This is the Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu, this is the Hadith from the book. But Imam Abu Hanifa said, Ya Subhanallah, who's Abu Hanifa and who's Shafi'i, who's Ahmad, who's Maliki? I told you Rasulullah Sallallahu, you told me. Therefore, when they came to Ibn Abbas, they asked him, what is the question? They said, Ibn Abbas will ask you a question related to the divorce. And then Ibn Abbas will answer. Tarjuman of Quran, great alim for us. And then after that, the two people, those who asked Ibn Abbas, he told them, but Umar and Abu Bakr and Umar, they said so. Ibn Abbas, he gets angry. He said, you don't fear, but Allah, he will send from the heaven now fire to burn all of you and to destroy all of you. I told you Rasulullah Sallallahu said so, and he told me Abu Bakr and Uthman, Abu Bakr and Umar. It's not working. Today we have to wake up. We have to free ourselves from the ignorance in which we live in Muslim country. We grow up to act. Let's settle people without investigation, without study. And why you do that, Yahi? Subhanallah, I am exactly because my mother, my grandmother told me that. Who's your grandmother? Who's your grandmother, Ya Akhi, Arhamukallah? You are commanded to follow the Sharia. You cannot. People actually, like I told in Nashir Taqwa in the weekends. People, they said they pray and their two hands in the two sides. And he said, why you do that, Ya Akhi? There is no single sign the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi prayed and his two hands in his two sides. Why you do that? He said, because I am Malik. It's easy. The Imam Malik in his book, Wallahi al-Azim, Imam Malik in his book, he said, our beloved command us to put the right hand over the left hand. Is there anybody has a chance? We told you Rasulullah to say Malik, or Shafi'i, or Ahmad, or Abu Hanifa, or Abu Bakr, or Umar. La, Akhi. You take it from the sources. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what happened after that to Uthman? Ibn Abbas said that they said, which is when? Who are you to change? Uthman radiallahu anhu was a great scholar also. He said, I am a Khalifa. I am a resident. Look at this. I am a resident. And the resident, he should make the salah short or make it complete. Huh? Complete. So why, what's your proof? He said, I have house in Mecca, and I am a Khalifa. I have house in every town because I am the Khalifa. See the president today, he has 35 mentions, 40 mentions, 60 mentions, so I am everywhere. So Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud, both of them, they answered him, Ali Uthman, the Prophet is Nabi al-Ummah, the Prophet of the Ummah also. And the Prophet of the Ummah, he has also house in Mecca. And he prayed the Salat al-Suhra min al-Raq'ah to Raq'ah, and Salat al-Asr to Raq'ah. He's a Nabi al-Ummah. You should follow him. But Uthman, radiallahu anhu arda, he considered himself is the Khalifa and is the resident. Is now working. You act like the professor of this Ummah. You act like the messenger of the Ummah who teach all of us and teach all the Imam and teach all the Sahaba. Because he received the revelation, Quran and Sunnah from Allah through the teaching of Jibreel. Now, that is what we should do. This was one of the reasons the hypocrites, they took it against Uthman. Because he did this act. Because they don't joke. This is the fun of the Sahaba, they don't joke. You change the Sunnah, that means Subhanallah. They declare war against those who change. But today, we make it easy in everything. Now, we finish. After he finished the Salah, what did he do? He proceeds to Arafah. The Prophet ﷺ, he was over his she camel. He reaches the mountain of Ar-Rahma, Jabal Ar-Rahma. You find a lot of people climb the mountain. If you are able to climb the mountain, fine. If you are not able, stay under the mountain of Ar-Rahma toward the Kaaba, toward the Qibla. And raise your hand and pray to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, because that is the best. أم المؤمنين عائشة سيد الشتاء قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وجد الشيطان أحقر ولا أصغر في من هذا اليوم you never find the shaitan in a lower position and in a full humiliation more than this day. More than this day. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be bowed in the front of his engine and be up his engine. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ماذا يريدون? What they looking? Looking for? The engine, they look in your mercy, ya Allah. They look in forgiveness, ya Allah. قال اشهدوا يا ملائكتي. Be witness my angels. فإني قد غفرت لهم. I forgive all their sins. وقبلت حجتهم. And I accepted their hajj. Mercy, الكريم. To change. قال طاف الله. من حج ولم يرقص. رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever perform hajj and avoid to have relation with his wife, and avoid to commit sin in the Hajj, he will come back to his country like his mother just to deliver him to this life. May Allah provide us with Hajj and Umrah very soon, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to have a full forgiveness, inshaAllah ta'ala. But in Arabic state, what happened in Arafah? Find the Muslim today in Arafah, what they do? Allah Ya Akhi, subhanAllah, you have no idea. You're going, Muslim smoking cigarettes. In the day of Arafah, subhanAllah, he cannot even control himself. And he find all the time, the brother smoking cigarettes all over. SubhanAllah. Who says, Ya Akhi, al-tadkhinu haram, smoking haram in Islam. Ya Akhi, if you are sick and you are not able to control yourself, Ya Akhi, what's going on, Ya Akhi? It's not allowed. You find, Wallahi al-Azim, Muslim, they put recorders with music in Arafah. I have no idea why you do, why you going for Arafah, Ya Akhi? That is the main day of Al-Hajj. That is the day of forgiveness. You repeat, they make a salat, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ and raise your voice, because this is the day of forgiveness. Allah forgive all your sins, whatever you commit, small sins and big sins. So this is the time to hear music. This is the time. I find the people sitting in a tent, instead to read the Quran, they bring about the, one of the brothers, I remember, you know, when he was talking about, I always live in a tent. Told them, did you see the action movie in Hollywood? Actually, I found it's very good movie. Good movie, Ya Akhi, Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Ya Akhi. This is the time to speak about movie. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummat al-Islam. If you don't have forgiveness in this day, we even have the forgiveness. Speak about music. La, Ya Akhi, avoid any nonsense, wa la hawla, la quwwata illa billah. That is the day of Arafah. The Prophet continued until the sunset. Why the sunset? Because the disbeliever, they used to also make Hajj. The disbeliever, they used to perform Hajj too. Then after that, they used to proceed and leave Arafah before the sun set. So the Prophet ﷺ, in order to change and make a new revelation, what did he do? He said, after the sunset, you must stay after the sunset. When, what is the meaning of Arafah? Mean what Arafah? Or Arafat? This is the story is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim also, عن Ibn Abbas, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, right? عن Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Narrated in a different narration from the Sahaba. What is the meaning of Arafat? Arafat, they have to have explanation clearly for Ibn Abbas and the other and Ibn Mas'ud. They say that Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after that, so why he sent him Allah? To take Ibrahim, to teach him the Hajj, the real practicing or the ceremony of Al-Hajj. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reached every step in Hajj, Jibreel asked him, qala araf. Arab, in the Arabic language, do you know it? You know it? You know it in every position. Arab, Arab, ta'arif. Ta'arif, it means to let him know, to identify what he's doing. Then Ibrahim says, Arab. Therefore, we call it what? Arafat. Arafat. There's another explanation from the scholar. They say, that is the place which Adam and Hawa, Eve, alayhim as-salam, they meet each other. You know, Adam, alayhi salam, when Allah sent them to the, exactly to the land in the earth, they did not meet each other for 4 years. They looking for each other. There's nobody in the whole entire world. Adam and subhanAllah, Hawa, all of them, they went to different locations. Subhanallah. And therefore, after that, they meet each other in where? in the mountain of what? Of mountain of Arafah. That's why I call it Arafah, because they know each other. They meet each other. They learn about each other in the mountain of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. There is a son, a jahiliyyah among the Muslims today. One of the brothers, 65 years old, working my area. Why can you go to Hajj? Alhamdulillah, I see you actually are able to go. Say, I'm never going to go to Hajj. So why you don't go to Hajj? He said, you know, first I know exactly the Kaaba shouldn't be, you shouldn't be there. I said, what? He said, what is the Kaaba? Kaaba shouldn't be there. No, what is the Kaaba? He said, I said, the Kaaba should be in India, and Saudi Arabia stole the Kaaba from India and they bring it to Saudi Arabia. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummah Islam. Therefore, he did not, he doesn't want to go to perform Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummah Islam. We need to actually wake up. Then, after we complete the day and we stay until our somebody lost, for example, he did not catch the Arafah except like 5-10 minutes before the Fajr of the day of Al-Eid, day number 10. He caught Arafah or not? That's the question also. Five some people, all the people, they got lost. They didn't reach Arafah. And you know, if you don't reach Arafah, your Hajj will be accepted. You will lose it. You have to repeat it next year, inshaAllah ta'ala. But somebody lost. He wasn't in Arafah and Zuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha, and he came in the middle of the night or came even a few minutes before the Fajr, and he caught Arafah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kareem, he will give it to him like he justified and he catch Arafah. After the Prophet of Allah finished the Arafah, قال السكينة tranquility, quiet, silence. So the Sahaba, they used to walk in front of the Prophet of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said as-sakina, quiet, to move from Arafah. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clean all of us from the sins. To proceed to a place called Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is a place of you maybe have an hour from Arafah, we must go there and we have to sleep over. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رضي الله عنه جابر is the one he focused all of us like you have a tape to describe the steps, every single step from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah be pleased to them. That is by Muslim review. Hazrat Jabir رضي الله عنه. When you reach Muzdalifah, what happened? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم combined again the two salah, Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha. Jam'u ta'khir. Because if you reach Muzdalifah after the Isha, don't ever break the Maghrib in Arafah. Because the Salah should be, Maghrib and Isha should be in Muzdalifah. The same way the Prophet ﷺ did it. When you reach there, one Adhan in the time or not in the time when you reach Muzdalifah, you reach before Isha or after Isha, both of the Salah are right. So one Adhan and you make Iqamah and you pray Maghrib 3. And then after Ramal no Sunnah, after the Maghrib, he stand up and make Iqamah again, and he leads the Muslim for two rak'ah for Isha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sleep in Muzdalifah. Everybody should testify for this, because Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتْ فَذِكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. And if you finish Arafat, and you proceed to Muzdalifah, is for Allah. Remember Allah. Exactly. Say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ وَقُلْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي La ilaha illallah. The best word that he said, and all the prophets and messengers before me, what is the best dua? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وإليه المصير وخير الكلمات وأحب الكلمات إلى الله. The most beloved words, the most good words to Allah تبارك وتعالى. When you say what? سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. أنا مثل الرواية لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. All increase, even if you are here in the street. Let that, when you making you walking in the land in the street, let the land testify for you, to be witness for you. When you walking and you say La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, found a Muslim in my area, Muslim, I know him. He bought actually the headphone and I said Subhanallah. kicking all his body. So I figured he's having music and he's dancing and walking in the street. Ya Akhi Subhanallah, we are in this life to worship Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. No music, music is haram. So what happened after that? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he woke up before Fajr. He prayed the Fajr, Sunnah al-Fajr, two rak'ah, and Fard two rak'ah for the Fajr. Then after that, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam proceeded to announce and call it Al-Nash' al-Haram. But for us, it became very large. All the place, it is Al-Nash' al-Haram. You don't need to build the mountain. In any place, you start to pray to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is the best dua Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also to accept from us, inshaAllah ta'ala. You pray to Allah. We found the people, they leave everything and they climb to the mountain to collect what? The stones. There's no evidence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not collect the stones from Muzdalifah. But most of us today, when I found the people, after they collect the stones for the day of Al-Eid, Jamra, Al-Kubra, and then the 3 days after that, they took it and I found them, they worshipped. I have no idea. Why you worship? Why you worship the stones? He said, no, baraka, baraka. So who told you to do that, ya akhi? Rahamukallah. Why you worship the stones? People run to take the stones to the bathroom, and they hold the people in the line to wash the stones. What are you going to do to wash the stone of what? He said, baraka, baraka, that Allah, he cleaned all my sins because I washed the stones. Who told you that, ya akhi? Your grandmother again? We don't follow the grandmother, the fiqh of the grandmother. We follow the state, the sharia of Islam, and الحول لا قوة إلا بالله. The Prophet before, أسفر جدا, means he tried actually to hurry, to rush, to come before the sunrise. To get out from Muzdalifah, to sleep. Every one of us, except ضعفة النساء وضعفة الأطفال, the weak of the woman, the old people, they are permitted to leave in the middle of the night before the crowded. Because everybody will push in the morning to go to Mina again in order to stone the 7 stones in Mina, the day of Al-Eid, day number 10. We're talking about day of Al-Eid now. So everybody rush. The Prophet of Allah, he rush. Right? And then after that, while he was rushing, a group of all beautiful girls passed by. And he had with him Al-Fadl ibn Abbas. Al-Fadl, his cousin. And Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, he was next to him when the girl, beautiful girls, young girls, bigger version. He looked at him. The Prophet ﷺ, he turned his face to the other side. Then Al-Fatih, he looked at them again. The Prophet ﷺ turned his face to the other side. And then that to show you, in Islam we are not allowed to find actually until the girl, they back and they run from the front of the Prophet ﷺ. We have to tell Allah, there is a lot of violations done over there. People inside the haram, they don't care if the woman in the front of him, he finds the brother, it's kicked to the woman. Fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala, pray as much as you could. You are not allowed to do that, fear Allah. Find the people smoking, fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Find the people talking nonsense, fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Find the people stealing. How many one of us went there and steal it? And subhanAllah, Allah was in the things. The brother is saying, you know, inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to slaughter the animal by ourselves. It's better, inshaAllah, according to the sunnah. And not to go to bathe or rush, because the officers call it rushing. You give them the name, your name, and they slaughter the animal for you. But it's better to slaughter the animal by yourself. One kapsh. Kapsh is mean or sha, it means bull or lamb. Or 1/7 of camel. Or 1/7 of cow. This is actually the zabiha, the fidya. We collect the money and give it to the brothers. To buy like 3-4 cows, all of us to share. The Prophet removed the money. Somebody, subhanAllah, in the morning, in that day of Al-Eid, we're looking for the money, we lost all the money, a couple of thousand, subhanAllah. And this is the price to steal. Who stole it? Somebody stole it. Somebody stole it, subhanAllah. Inna lillahi wa inna rasul. People go for, till how many times you go inside the crowded and you find the money is not in your pocket, and sometimes they cut it, you're built in order to steal. It's the season for a steal. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go from Allah? Anyway, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll proceed from Muzdalifah before the Fajr, or if we are not able to look before the Fajr, we leave after the Fajr because of the crowded. I will proceed from this area from Muzdalifah to Mina again to tell you the complicated role in the 3 days and the day and the Ifadah inshaAllah ta'ala. Tomorrow inshaAllah ta'ala, he will ask inshaAllah to complete our topic inshaAllah. I ask Allah ta'ala to increase all of us by Hajj and Umrah. I ask Allah ta'ala to accept the Hajj and Umrah from our brother and sister this year. I ask Allah ta'ala to give victory for all the Muslims everywhere. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين واختم على قلوبنا بالسعادة يا رب يوم الدين. اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم فاحرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تكول واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم احمي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. نعوذ بك يا مولانا من ذنب لا يقوى. اللهم صلنا على أعداء الدين وانصر الإسلام في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ويا رب العالمين ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.